flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks and Lakers, they were cooking something in the crock pot, and that was a big-ass trade. But this, to tie it back locally here, this does kind of make me somewhat irked that Blazers, Portland, you can do stuff like this. You know that? Over all the years that they've, fans have wanted them to make a big move, especially when Damian Lillard was here, to make a big trade, to get another star to play with Damian Lillard, and it never happened. This is the kind of stuff that can happen if you just try, if you just make some calls, if you just wonder. Like, hey, maybe Luka Doncic is available. Hey, maybe one of the top five players in the league is available. Whoa. Now, granted, you do have to, you know, it's not a matter of like, who's the best players in the NBA? And let's just start calling on them. The Luka Dallas situation is a little different. The relationship, how his game, how it fits with his team and other teams. Like, again, every situation is different. But if the, sure enough, the Lakers, of course they can pull this off. Of course they can get Luka Doncic with all these sending back Anthony Davis and one first round pick. And this is where I just look at the Blazers and I'm like, hey, you know, Joe, you know, guys, things like this, they can happen.
Yeah. We also live in a day where we've seen guys get traded here and say, I'm not staying here. Like, I'm not going. I'm
again,
sorry.
The offseason is in the summer. You don't have to be here.
It's one of the things, but again, that's when you're fleecing your best player for somebody that you know. Here's the messed up part about it, guys. We live in Portland. We just said this. Like, and I don't want to keep knocking on my city because I love it here. I was raised here. Went to high school here. Was married here. Like, this is where I'm from, right? So I don't want to keep hating on my city, but we have to be honest about certain things. Like, Dallas is a much cooler city than Portland is. It is.
Better
it
barbecue,
is.
But
it is.
You ever had Matt's barbecue?
I've had Matt's barbecue.
Pretty solid.
I love it. Thanks to you. Actually, you're the one that put me on to Matt's barbecue because I had no idea
pretty solid
where it was
spot.
Until you let me know. One of the best barbecue places around. Now, imagine that being everywhere. When you're in Dallas, when you're somewhere else.
No wonder they're so fat.
Have you been to Texas at all, Jordan?
Through it, not stayed.
No. My dream years ago was to go catch a Cowboys game, but that dream is slowly diminishing as the years go by.
Bro, go to Houston, go to Dallas, go to Austin. Those are
what about
three
Corpus
of the,
Christi?
I mean, that could be a good one, too. Never been there, but those other places I have been, and the culture and everything that you get from those places is just different. So, I mean, I would love to be able to say, yeah, let's trade our player here or trade somebody here and get him here in Portland. But most people that come to Portland don't necessarily stay. I think when we got Malcolm Brogdon and he said, I'm not going to ask for B-Wade.
Okay.
When he got here, he stayed for a year. It was like, okay, cool. But we got Drew Holiday. Nah, not staying here. Don't want to be here. Even a little bit. I don't want to try to help young dudes win. I don't want to do anything. I think that's all that plays. If this were the 2000 team and you had all those personalities and players here, I think people will be more inclined to say, okay, Portland sounds cool. Like I could play there, play with Sheed and play with Bonzi and play with all. Okay, that sounds like it's okay. But now, no. Nobody wants to make that trip. It's cold. Every time you come here, if you've never been to the Northwest, it's cold, it's wet, and that's all you know. And so, like, if I'm a player and I'm Anthony Davis or I'm a big-name player and I get a chance to get traded for Dame to Portland, I'm not going there.
All right, so then let's sell the franchise and just – let's stop playing basketball.
Not until you're good.
Let's just stop being an NBA franchise.
If you're good, then that's different.
No, it's not different.
No, seriously, people will overlook certain things. But we even saw with Dame when the Blazers were a three seed.
He couldn't get one.
Still couldn't get one. So it still kind of matters. But if you're great, like undeniably great – people will go to Cleveland to play with LeBron. People will go to these places that aren't necessarily
cool. No, it's because Cleveland is way closer to the epicenter of this country, which is New York and the East Coast, unfortunately.
Cleveland's trash.
Well, and you go look at, speaking of the epicenter of the country, New York.
From Cleveland.
Yeah, no offense, but
it is.
Compared to Portland,
your river catches on fire.
I'm pretty sure the per capita rain measurements are way higher in New York, but we're talking like 9 to 12 inches per year than they are Oregon. It rains way more there.
Rats the size of dogs.
Than it does here. Nasty. But yet nobody cares when it comes to New York, but Portland, oh, well, it just rains a lot there. It is just such a stupid argument that people bring up. They're really, it's because Portland's far away. It's
New
because
York,
they're forgotten about.
Portland
it's not because
is the size of Staten Island. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's not like New York in its entirety, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Manhattan. Like it's very, very different as far as, yes, it does rain a lot, it snows a lot, they got real elements of weather and everything in New York, but you also have everything else that New York offers. Again, LA might catch on fire tomorrow, but it's still LA at the end of the day, and that's just kind of one of those things. And so it is very, very different when you look around, you look at the landscape of all these other teams in the NBA. Utah also has the same problem we have. They can't attract big name free agents to come over there. That's just kind of because they're in Utah.
This isn't a free agent. I'm talking
free
about
agents
trades.
Free agents or trades. I'm saying either way, like guys get to those teams like, yeah, I don't want to stay here.
That is, you can't predict that until you actually make it happen. Again,
you can't. You're
talking
right.
about in the Dame context, like if you're telling me that the Blazers make a move for another top tier NBA all-star-esque player that makes the Blazers better, where they're not only a three seed, but actually winning their first round and not getting swept by the Pelicans. They're actually winning against the Denver Nuggets instead of losing in six because Dame has to put up 55 points and you have players stepping out of bounds and literally giving him nothing. I mean, when you have players that are upper echelon all-stars that also get to play with, why not try to get those players, bring them here, create a winning top team culture in the NBA where it's like, yeah, Portland may suck, but this team, this franchise, us winning like this, us being one of the best teams in the league, yeah, I'm down with this, and I'm gonna make my life and my career here because, oh, once I got to Portland, actually, it's not that bad. It doesn't suck. And actually, I like winning here with a top player like Damian Lillard. Again, I'm just saying that you can – these moves can be made.
They can
Nobody
be made.
Thought that Luka was available.
They can be made, but again, I'm not even saying Portland hasn't tried –
I don't think they did with Dame.
Have been names. Like, we almost had Paul George at a point, but remember, I think it was Pritchard that ex-nate that. You know, so it's not like Portland hasn't tried to make
not
deals.
Recently.
We were even talking about Jeremy Grant was been the one that's been on the trade block and been the one that's like, man, we got to figure out what if the Blazers are going to move Jeremy Grant. So they've been in conversations. I just don't know how many people want a lot of the assets that we have.